I think I made it clear in class that God expects a human response from us in our relationship with Him. It's not all on His part. It's on us to some extent. But I've looked back over my sermon titles, been doing a lot of work with Zach on getting things ready to go up on online and going back and looking at some of the things in the past, and I wonder if sometimes I emphasize too much our side and not enough His. If we don't have it within us to know that God's saving begins, continues, and ends with His initiative, not ours, we are in trouble. We need to know that. Paul mentions it several times. I'm going to look at Philippians 2, 12 and 13 if you'd like to get your Bibles out, because he mentions both our side and his side. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Kim brought this passage up in class. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do his good pleasure. I thought it was interesting. One of the commentaries I looked at said we're to work out because God works in. What an interesting way to put it. It's a play on words. The Holy Spirit does that many times. He'll put, here's one thing and here's the opposite. Now, you see the contrast. You see the comparison. You see the what's supposed to be done. You need to understand they're both there. It's both what we do, and we do have a part. But it's God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Now, I know you've heard, and I think I've done a lot of it, preaching on the working out part, our responsibility. And I think it needs to be preached, and I think it needs to be understood because it's so misunderstood out in the denominational world. But maybe not so much about the working in of God. And I'd like us to think about that. Part of that, I think, is because we often struggle to feel totally secure in our salvation. We know more than anyone else, except for God, how far we fall short. How far we fall short from being who we ought to be. Every one of us. We're not the people that God wants us to be. We're getting closer, hopefully. We're growing. We're maturing. We're that more than we used to be. But we know. We know we're not the people we ought to be. And we know if it depends on our efforts, we know we're going to miss heaven. We know we're going to. We're going to miss out on salvation. Even though we don't like to admit that, even to ourselves, we have a problem. But, you know, on the other hand, if we recognize that God is working in us to will and to work out his own good pleasure, that's where we find comfort. Because, folks, I know I'll always fall short, but he doesn't. Ever. Never does he fall short in any way. But each and every one of us at times will do so. Romans 9 and verse 16 is another place Paul wrote about this same idea. He says, so then it's not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. He's describing us as the one that we will to do right and fall flat on our face. We're running the race, but we're short. It's not us. It's God who shows mercy. Praise God that he does. Because, folks, I've said it many, many times. I don't want justice. I want mercy. I want mercy from God. And this passage tells me it's God who shows the mercy. God who shows the... But, you know, there seems to be almost a reluctance to embrace this concept that God has the part of giving the mercy. Because we seem to fear, and I've heard it expressed in Bible classes and individual conversations, that God's initiative will cause us to relax. Because if God's going to forgive me anyway, I can just kind of lay back and do it. Fall into the spiritual apathy, if you will. God's going to take care of it. But I have found those who really understand this, that it does the opposite. It does exactly the opposite. When we put more trust in God's power to accomplish in us whatever He chooses, we find ourselves obeying even more faithfully. Now catch close what I'm going to say. Obeying more faithfully out of gratitude for that mercy, for that support and that strength, instead of some misguided attempt to try to be perfect and to earn what I can never earn. Because I know me, and you know yourself. You're not making it. You're not perfect. You need that mercy, and you need that grace. It ought to comfort us in a way that our attempts to measure up to what we never can. God loves us infinite, and He wants to save us. And to use what Paul said in Philippians, He wants to work within us to accomplish His will. Now, do we have to obey? Absolutely. Absolutely. But we do it in a response to what He's already done and what He continues to do. We ought to be so grateful for all of the help that He has given us, for all the prayers that He's answered, for all the temptations that we've been able to overcome. And we ought to be so grateful for the forgiveness that He's going to give me when I don't make it. Because I'm not. Satan's stronger than we are. But you know something? You overcome him, and then he's easier to beat the next time, and the next time. And then he catches you at a weak spot, and he gets you. And you get back up and say, "No, Satan, God's mercy is in my life, and I can defeat you." Peter says, if we'll stand up to him, he'll flee from us. The only way we can do that, though, is to understand we have God working in us to forgive us and to give us mercy. It starts with him, it continues with him, and it ends with him. Have you been trusting your own? The song we're going to sing, chorus says, are you ready? Are you ready to meet the judgment day? You know, if you're looking at yourself saying, I'm not perfect. I don't. Am I ready or not? You ever worry about that? You ever think about that? I think all of us have. You are ready because God is working in you to do His will, if you'll let Him. That's where the obedience part comes in. So the question is a legitimate question. Are you ready? Are you obedient? Are you trusting in His mercy? Or are you trusting in your goodness and your righteousness? Are you ready for the judgment day? If we can help, please give us that opportunity. Do it right now.